On Monday's episode of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast with Big Flip Livingstone and Steel Roden, we are officially 1 week from the playoffs, baby, and things are about to get serious. So let's have a little fun on Monday's episode talking about Connor McDavid, a couple of injuries, and everything that's going on in the NHL world.
You're Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily podcast on fantasy hockey. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back, everybody, to your favorite and hottest podcast. It is the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast with Big Flip Livingstone and Mr. Steel Roden. We are here every day, Monday to Friday, a part of the Locked On Network. And thank you so much for making us your very first listen every single day. Today's episode, my friends, is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online has you covered this season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. Bet Online, where the game starts. On today's episode, everybody, we're having some fun. We are taking a look into the best season of Connor McDavid's career, talking about where he's headed. This guy seems to be just heating up. We're going to talk about that. Seems to be some injury worries going on with that very same Edmonton Oilers team. We'll be talking about Darnell Nurse and that impact. I know Steele has some hot takes coming up. Only one game to talk about from a betting and DFS side of things, guys. But hey, you know your boy Big Flip. You know Steele's got you with at least one pick. We're going to make some money. Steele, we're going to keep this one short and sweet today, my friend. But welcome back. Happy Monday. Let's talk about it, man. Connor McDavid, somehow, I don't think, getting enough love this year somehow for the best season of his career? Is this possible?
I don't think he's getting as much love as we've seen in the past just because there's, you know, there's seven other guys that have 100 points already in the season.
Yeah.
And three other guys who have 96 points on the season as well. I think it's JT Miller, Artemi Panarin, and Mitch Marner who have 96 right now. So
yes, sir,
we could be seeing for the first time in over 25 years, the top 10 scorers all have over 100-plus points if those three can get there before the season ends. So that's an incredible feat in itself. But Connor McDavid having a career high, 118 points, or 120 points, excuse me, after the two-point night on Sunday. And then again, he still has three games remaining. So we can finish at like 125, 126 easily with the way that he plays. It's absolutely incredible to see all these accomplishments that he has in such a short span so far in his career.
Yeah, and it's, hey, this Edmonton Oilers team, I think, has deservedly so gotten a lot of attention from you and I. We've talked a lot about it, and for good reason, right? Too many big fantasy assets on this team.
Yeah.
And, you know, for good reason, Connor McDavid is a special player, right? Like, little sidebar, I won a football pool squares at the Super Bowl, and it was a signed McDavid piece from the World Juniors, yay, gold medal winning year. It's signed in gold. It's the one that where he's repping the jersey like this. And at first, you know what? Like, my house is decorated in Leaf stuff. And I'm like, this is an Edmonton Oiler. And I almost sold it. And I didn't. And I'm going to keep it. And the more that I watch this player go, the more that I feel like I made the right decision in keeping that a part of my wall. And man, is he a special player. And I really do think because of all the great seasons going around the NHL this year, and we've talked about him, Huberdeau, Yossi, Austin Matthews, Johnny Gaudreau, take your pick, Igor Shesterkin. There's a bunch of really great storylines. Somehow, I think the greatest player in the game right now, I know you I love me some Sidney Crosby, but Connor McDavid is the best player in the NHL, in my opinion, all around. You can make arguments about goal scorers, Matthews, of course. But hey, a special season for this guy, and I mentioned it to you, Steele. I think he's 12 or 13 games this year pointless, and he still broke this record for himself. I think the sky's the limit for this guy who seems to be only getting better.
Well, we'll get into a debate about who's the best player. I think it's Austin Matthews. You think it's Connor McDavid.
You stick to your guns, though. I like that.
Yeah, but you're right. 118 points, the highest in his career. I was looking at, you know, every single year that he's been in the NHL, and it's crazy. He would have had seven straight seasons with over 100-plus points if he didn't miss half the season in his rookie year because of that shoulder injury.
Yeah.
And then back in 2019, when the season was shortened, I think he had 97 points in 64 games. So if neither of those situations happens, he's having seven straight seasons with 100 plus points, which is just incredible.
And you're 97 points in 64 games, so you're almost spot on. And yeah, that injury in the first season, that almost, you know, and looking at his numbers, imagine he did get in a full season. I don't have all the numbers up, but this kid is so special and just getting better and better. Good Newmarket boy. And we're talking about the Edmonton Oilers a little bit as well, because Darnell Nurse is now hurt. I know they're saying lower body. They're giving him this last couple of games off, but still, this is a team that can, I know no team can afford to lose their number one D-man, but if there's any single one in the league, maybe in the playoffs, I would say this is the team that cannot afford to lose a player like this. Because if I'm Mike Smith right now, I'm going, oh man, here we go. Because we've talked about him and the book is out there on Cuckoo Mike Smith. So
yeah, and this also makes a case for the LA Kings that I was trying to make a couple episodes ago for the LA Kings. If he's not back for the first couple of games, they're definitely going to be in some trouble. I expect him, you know, to be fully healthy by that time, but it all depends. I think they're keeping him out, obviously, for the rest of the regular season. They want him to relax. He plays the most minutes on the Edmonton Oilers, averages over 25 minutes a game. That's five more minutes than Cody Ceci, who's second amongst defensemen. Connor McDavid and Draisaitl are second and third overall. But Darnell Nurse has the most minutes on the Edmonton Oilers. He's the one who's the most physical on the Edmonton Oilers, maybe besides Cassian. And he plays a lot of big minutes. So he's going to be – he needs to be as healthy as he's ever been before if the Oilers definitely want to get out of the first round. But if they want to make a deep playoff run, he needs to be one of those X-factor guys who we've talked about.
You know, this is turning into an Edmonton Oilers episode, but so be it. But this is a team that is kind of like an enigma, man. They are had so much blessings over the last decade in terms of picks and talent and all of that. And here we go. You look at this blue line. And Duncan Keith, Brett Kulak, Tyson Barrie, Cody Ceci, Chris Russell. This is rough, rough stuff. And you drop Darnell Nurse off of there and things just get ugly in a hurry. Anyway, this dog is barking. I might have to re-edit this part, Steele. Who knows? You let me know. We can keep going.
We're good.
This is a time of year that you cannot afford to lose players like Darnell Nurse. If he's resting, whatever. First round just got even more interesting, you're right, and the LA Kings' chances are continuing to go up. But hey, fantasy season right now, Steele, it is the last week for everybody. Good luck out there. I hope Steele and I have really kind of helped at least guide some of you guys to some money this season. Good luck this next week, Steele. I don't know, other than keep your eye on your lineup. Do not slack in this last week. Make sure you are setting your lineups and making sure the right players are in there. And just, hey, keep your eyes on these games. 1 week left, Steele. Good luck to everyone out there. And good luck to anyone out there making bets. And if you're making bets, you got to go to betonline.net as your number one source for all your betting stats and sports info. Find all the latest developments, league reviews, news, including this year's basketball playoffs and the continuation of the MLB season. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sport wagering information, live betting, playoffs, esports, and more. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Thank you for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every day. For your next listen, you have to check out the Locked On Now Podcast, nightly recaps of every NHL game, with analysis from our local experts. You don't want to miss out on all the highlights. It's free and available wherever you get your podcasts, just like this podcast right here. So if you haven't yet, make sure you hit the subscribe, hit the follow button. Once you do, you'll get the latest episodes of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast. And Flip and I appreciate all the love and support out there. So thank you so much. Flip, you said it yourself, the last week of the champion, the last week of fantasy hockey. I do want to talk a little bit about the last week and just, you know, the overall season so far for fantasy leagues. And I don't want to get too cocky or, you know, toot my own horn, but I'm in the championship game. Yes. I'm in the championship finals right now. Battle it out. Absolutely dominated in the Flip. It is nice. I haven't been in the finals for a long time. I usually finish top five or top four at least. And you, for the most part, get my money back for finishing in the top five. But it feels good. I feel like I've done everything right. I don't want to sound, you know, like I said, too cocky right now, but I just want to list off a couple
don't
of things.
Don't jinx it.
No, I've been too good, man. I've been too good. But I've done a lot of things this year to really help my fantasy league. I just want to list them off. You know, like right, I finished the season second in goals, first in assists, first in power play points, first in game winning goals, second in shots, second in goalie wins, second, and I also had the second most moves as well, which you know either is trades or waiver wire, and I had all top three in most categories. I finished fifth in my fantasy league this season and worked my way up to the championship finals. But it's like what you said, you really have to stay active. When you make those moves, when you're one of the most active people in your fantasy leagues and you're making moves, you're making trades, you know, you're picking up guys on the waiver wire, that really does make the difference, because the people that are making people that aren't, you never really see them in the finals. And all I got to say is, stay active, do your research, and listen to the Locked On Fantasy Hockey podcast for next year when we do our mock draft. Flip and I are going to be coming with the Heat.
There you go. But also, I'm curious, how many moves was that, by the way, good sir? Do you have that number?
I had 68 moves.
In my opinion, and like, don't get me wrong, I play fantasy in multiple different sports, so sometimes when I try to remember how many moves I make, it can get confusing, but I'm also active. And sometimes, though, that can burn you. Sometimes, you know, you can move on from someone that really you should have kept, or vice versa, held on to someone you should have moved on from. That happens and that can burn you, but good for you, Steele. And hey, it's that time of year. And this is what I wanted to ask you, my friend, my fantasy guru over here and the co-host that I need. I've been wheeling and dealing. I am an active GM, and I've made some bad moves and moved on from players that I should have kept. Oh, man, a couple of years ago, I had too many wobblies and traded a first round pick for Cam Ward. Things got ugly. Things just got ugly in a hurry for me. Thankfully, I'm on the come up, and I wanted to get your opinion on this, Steele, before we move on. Only one game tonight for big-time bets and DFS targets, so this is going to be a short and sweet episode. But I wanted to do this a little bit more, talk about the fantasy deals that you and I are involved with that we get offered. I was offered Ville Husso, and again, let me set the context. Dynasty, 14 guys, teams, keeper league. This is serious business. I got offered Darcy Kemper, Carter Verhaeghe. I don't know if I'm butchering that last name, but I think that's pretty close. Ville Husso, Mason Marchment, and Torey Krug. Me acquiring Torey Krug, Ville Husso, and Mason Marchment. I had to pull the trigger. I love me some Ville Husso, and that was about 2 weeks ago, and Husso's just gone on a heater. I wanted to hear what you think about that deal, Steele. Would you pull the trigger on that? I know you're an active GM. What do you think about that kind of trade for a keeper league as well?
Yeah, and sorry, who did you – because I know you told me before, but
I traded away.
Who did you have to drop? Who did you have to drop?
Oh, I believe I dropped Danton Heinen.
So first of all, the fact that you have to drop Danton Heinen is just a huge plus. Like, not 14, really one of those guys.
14-man banger keeper league. Like, yeah. This is a grimy situation.
I would have accepted this trade. I know you're giving up Darcy Kemper, who is on the second best team in the NHL right now and gets a ton of wins and all those things. Mm-hmm. But you can't go wrong with the younger goalie in Ville Husso. Because you're in the dynasty league, so that's going to help for the next couple of years. Yeah. The fact that Jordan Binnington has fallen off too now means Ville Husso is going to be getting the start more starts and be the starting goaltender. And you also got Torey Krug, who is probably the best defenseman on the St. Louis Blues. So the fact that you have to give up Darcy Kemper and a Carter Verhaeghe, who is usually up and down the lineup for the Florida Panthers, that's a win situation for you.
I really appreciate that. I took some heat in the group chat. People were calling me out. I think people, when they see a player like Darcy Kemper move on such a good team, they get their feathers ruffled. But realistically, and I think I mentioned this to you off air, Darcy Kemper's a free agent. If he poops the bed here for the Colorado Avalanche in the first round, or they don't get out of the first round or whatever, he doesn't play well, they're going to be looking around. They might already be looking around. So, hey, You never know. I had to do it. I love me some Ville Husso, and you know I love me some St. Louis Blues action. There might be some side bets coming up for you and I in the first round. My friend, my side Minnesota Wild supporter over there. So St. Louis Blues, Minnesota Wild. Hey, we're going to start breaking down these matches, these matchups in a big, big way. So stay tuned for that. End of this week, going into next week, there's going to be a lot of playoff coverage, guys. So make sure you stay tuned for that.
Yeah, there's going to be a ton of coverage for the playoffs. You said something about Ville Husso too, and or Darcy Kemper. Yeah, you said something about Darcy Kemper. You said it yourself. He's a free agent. He could potentially be on the move next year. It's also just like looking at the standings right now. You know, the St. Louis Blues are what, like only 8 or 9 points back from the Colorado Avalanche. So Ville Husso and Darcy Kemper are what, very similar in record this year. They got it.
And the thing is, too, Darcy Kemper, we know he's been on a heater the second half of the season,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's true.
But we've also talked about his inconsistencies. He's a streaky goalie. And let's be honest, for most of his career, a backup. And hey, I'm not trying to take away from a guy who's having a great season. And let's just say that I'm happy having Ville Husso moving forward. And yeah, you know, I love me some Mason Marchman action as well. And defensemen like Torrey Krug hard to come by. So, hey, I'm talking this up for myself, but there we go. Thank you for the support on that. Thank you all for the support out there. Steele and I appreciate it. Make sure you're out there hammering that subscribe button, the follow button. Drop us a review. Drop us some comments. Steele and I really appreciate it. My friend, take it away.
All right, DFS selections now. Only one game on the schedule, so not much to talk about. The Philadelphia Flyers taking on the Chicago Blackhawks. I don't think there's going to be a lot of people watching this game. But for DFS selections, it's rather easy. You got one game to choose from. You got a budget that you got to spend. And obviously the top guys for the Chicago Blackhawks. There's not really anyone out there for the Philadelphia Flyers that interests me. Maybe Owen Tippett has been a little bit decent. That's the only guy on the Flyers. But for the Blackhawks, obviously – Alex DeBrincat, Patrick Kane, Seth Jones on the back end, a guy who's actually been very underrated and who I picked up probably 3 weeks to a month ago. Jake McCabe has been relatively solid on the back end for the Blackhawks. 4 goals, 17 assists on the season. He puts up a ton of hits and a ton of blocks so far. I think he's averaging over a point fantasy league at this point in the season. But yeah, he's been relatively good, very solid player on the back end. So that's also a guy I would look to for DFS selections.
Yeah, this is a bit of a dog's breakfast deal. There really isn't a whole lot to like here. I'm leaning a little bit to the Philadelphia Flyers. You know, I don't know, man. Like, Joel Farabee has been a little bit better of late. Like, I don't even really know where to go here, to be honest, Steele. What I will say, though, is the Philadelphia Flyers have an 8-2 record over the last 10 against the Chicago Blackhawks, and they play fairly well matched up against Chicago. I don't know why, but that's the case. So I would also lean to Philly in the net here. Felix Sandstrom, the rookie they've been running out there a little bit to get some seasoning. Hey, you want to roll the dice and play some DFS on a one-game board? Why not take a rookie on a team that has a recent track record that's positive against the Chicago Blackhawks? I don't really think there's much else to talk about here, Steele, because I would say these are one of those nights that you probably just save some coin, tune into tomorrow's episode, and we'll dive into a juicy, juicy, big-time betting and DFS board. Also, we're going to be having a nice Stanley Cup futures bet, an award bet, some NHL playoff props, lots of bets coming up. So I say save the coin on Monday night, because if you're betting on the Philadelphia Flyers and Chicago Blackhawks, time to call the hotline. Time for some help.
Yeah. Also, got to keep in mind that the Philadelphia Flyers are playing the second game of a back-to-back. They played the Pittsburgh Penguins on Sunday. I believe they won that game. They won that game 4-1. They're on the road in a second game of a back-to-back. So for myself, I would strongly go with the Chicago Blackhawks. Maybe a side bet here, but I don't think flip.
Let's save it.
Yeah, I didn't think you'd feel comfortable taking the Philadelphia Flyers. We'll get to big time bets if we even have any at that point. But before
I got
we get
one
there,
good pick. I got one
all right,
good
perfect. Pick. Perfect. But before we get there, before you tell everyone your big time bet, I got to let everyone know about Built Bar. At Built Bar, they are all about the taste. They make it taste delicious first and figure out how to make it healthy second. I don't know how, but they pull it off every single time. It's probably the fact that they are covered in 100% real chocolate. Contains only 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, and 17 grams of protein. And if you haven't tried the Puffs, you're missing out on one of Built Bar's best tasting bars ever. Puffs are the first ever protein-infused marshmallow. They're not just a protein bar, they're a treat. And they, too, are also covered in 100% real chocolate. Puffs are a fan favorite right now with some incredible flavors of yummy churro, coconut marshmallow, and banana cream pie. Also, the regular flavors, mint brownie, coconut, coconut almond, and new for this month, white chocolate cookies and cream. You don't want to miss out on all the delicious flavors. They come out with new limited time flavors every single month, so you don't want to miss out. Go to built.com and scroll down to the macros chart. You'll be blown away. High protein, low cal, high fiber, low carbs. Go, use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. Thank you for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every day. Don't forget, we are free and available wherever you get your podcasts. Hit the subscribe, hit the follow button. Once you do, you'll get the latest episodes. And Flip and I appreciate all the love and support out there. So thank you so much.
Sure.
Flip, we said it already. One game on the schedule. Not a lot to talk about for DFS selections. I don't know about you, but I've only got one bet tonight. This is just one of those nights, one of those games. I don't feel comfortable really betting at anything really except for the one that I have. I'll just throw it out there right now. Because the Flyers are on a second game of a back-to-back, they're also on the road. A lot of traveling for them. Yep. I'm taking the Blackhawks on the money line for me. It's an easy bet.
Yeah, it's a coin flip game. You're going to get a good odd on either money line here for either team because it really could. I could see it going either way, which is why I'm going to stay away, even though I would lean Philly. But hey, it's not even worthy of a side bet in my opinion. But if you have to go with the home team, you're probably going to get them at a home dog odd because Philly has been playing a little bit better. But I'll say this, Steele, a little bit of research into this Philly team. And a guy like Travis Konechny, in my opinion, we know he had a great junior career, good player coming out of the Ottawa 67s in the OHL, first-round draft pick. Red hot of late. 6 points in his last four games. Five points in his last four games and playing really well. And I do still think that this player at only 25 years old is a guy that you want to continue to keep your eye on. 50 points this season and has had his struggles, no doubt, and has been inconsistent. Flyers team is a bit of a mess in general, but still to put up 50 points in such a bad year, he's a fantasy value for sure. And I'm taking the Travis Konechny anytime point. I think this is a high-scoring game in general. It has that written all over it. So give me one of the Flyers' top guys, Travis Konechny, man. 15 goals, 35 assists this year. I'm liking the anytime point. I think that is one of the bets. The only bet that I will be making tonight, but good luck with everyone's bets out there. Travis Konechny, anytime point, my lock of the night and my only bet.
All right, there you have it. We only got one bet each, my lock of the night. I'm playing it relatively safe here because this is just a matchup that I just don't like at all. But again, the Blackhawks being at home, I already said it before, my lock of the night, the Blackhawks on the money line against the Philadelphia Flyers. Flips lock of the night, Travis Konechny, anytime point. Could be a high-scoring one. They just beat the Pittsburgh Penguins 4-1, so who knows? They could come out and blow the Blackhawks out of the park here. We'll see Monday night, but thank you so much for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every day. If you want more gambling advice, if Flip and I aren't satisfying you here for hockey,
I doubt that.
Make your second listen Locked On Bets, your daily one-stop shop for all your gambling needs. Locked On Bets, hosted by your boy Q with insight from Lee Sterling. It's free and available wherever you get your podcasts, just like this podcast right here. So if you haven't yet, hit the subscribe, hit the follow button. Once you do, you'll get the latest episodes of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast as soon as they're available each and every day, Monday to Friday, 7 o'clock in the morning Eastern time. Thank you so much for tuning in for today's episode with Flip and I. Have a great day. Good luck with all your bets out there. And we shall see you back here again tomorrow.
Peace.